Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Growing Consciousness with your hosts, Coach Seiya and Dr. Chan. This is your growth and consciousness program where we discuss all things related to growing our consciousness and allowing our true selves to emerge. We invite you to call in and share with us the first Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. so that we all can grow in consciousness.
Hi, welcome listeners. Welcome to this month's June's episode of Growing Consciousness. I absolutely cannot believe that we're already halfway through the year. Wow. Well, today's episode is about questioning spirituality, staying conscious during the tough times. Do you feel as if life is trying to break you? Have your challenges ever been so great that you've questioned the presence of spirit, God, love? Well, it's time. It's time to stop and remember who you are, your power within, your gifts, your strengths, your talents. It's time to connect with your God, goddess power. Fill yourself with love and don't quit. So, I should be joined today by my wonderful co-host, Dr. Chan. However, she's not here yet, so hopefully we'll have her join us in a minute or two. Anyway, so I think, you know, maybe if we start with what is spirit? You know, we talk about questioning spirituality. What is spirit? Well, for me, spirit is energy. Spirit is the essence, the true essence of a person, the true essence of a place or a thing. You know, I believe that everything is energy and everything has spirit. And naturally, everyone has spirit. Actually, for me, as human beings, we're actually just spirits having a human experience. We're firstly spirits on a human journey. And I always say we're just passing through. Therefore, spirituality for me is a connection, an expression, the communication between who we truly are, the communication between our true essence and the personality that we create for ourselves. You know, over time, based on our experiences, based on our environment, we tend to create this image, which is not necessarily who we truly are. And I think a lot of us become quite disconnected over time from who we are. And, you know, we can find it difficult to differentiate between our true self and our ideals, our interests, our likes, our dislikes, and those which have been imposed upon us, those which our environment or, you know, society has influenced strongly. And then we'll come to consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness, again, for me is awareness. The awareness of who we are. Awareness of how we relate to those and that around us. So, you know, the people in our inner circle, how we relate to our environment, our community, our family. Let me see if Dr. Chan is with us.
Hello.
Hello.
We were having technical challenges on this side of the planet. Hi.
Well, you're here now.
Yes.
Yes. So I just did a little introduction and, you know, went into what is spirit. And, you know, given my idea of what spirit is. Spirit is energy, the true essence of a person, a place, a thing. And everything has spirit. Spirituality, for me, is a connection and expression, the communication between our true essence, which is our spirit, and the personality that we create for ourselves. And I just got to consciousness being an awareness of who we are and how we relate to those around us and how we relate to our environment, our community. You know, all this in relation to questioning spirituality and staying conscious through the tough times.
Yes, it is indeed, I think, a struggle when, especially when we feel that the tough times last in a little bit too long, and the tough times always seem to last a little bit too long, but it always seems that way, you know, like, you know, why is this happening to me? And, you know, we begin to question. We begin to say, you know, why? Why is this happening to me? Or if you believe in a God or, you know, some kind of deity or something, why are you doing this to me? Or what have I done to deserve this? You know, it's often that at that time that we really start to question our beliefs or belief systems because, you know, for persons like myself who grew up in Western tradition, Western Christian tradition, you know, you're taught that God is an angry God and he punishes you when, you know, you do something wrong. And, you know, you're trying to live a good, upright life and you're trying to do the right things and then something bad happens. So you feel that you're being punished. Why am I being punished? What did I do to deserve this? So I think, especially when we come from those types of backgrounds, when we go through the challenges, that is when I think a lot of us in our culture really begin to question, you know, why or even, you know, when something tragic happens, I think, you know, a loved one who seems to be living a wonderful, upright life gets suddenly very ill or dies, and we question, like, why is this happening? This person was a good person. They didn't deserve, you know, this trauma, this accident, this injustice, whatever it is. So, you know, I think it is really those times that we really start to just question and question what we believe and question our faith, our consciousness, and our spirituality.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely agree, because it's, you know, it's during those times which I have questioned my own, and, you know, I definitely have people around who have done the same, you know. And interestingly,
especially when it seems unthinkable, you know, like when a child dies or a child gets sick, you know, you're like, why? Why would something like this happen to someone who is young, innocent, who has not done anything wrong? Like, why is this happening? Life is not fair. Life is terrible. Life is awful. Mm-hmm. Why is this happening?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And the other way around, when, you know, when mothers die leaving really young children and families, and it's, you know, it becomes very questionable.
And sometimes if we're not careful to say it, can fill us up with, I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong with responding in anger or rage when these things happen. I mean, even the Dalai Lama himself said when, you know, he got angry when he heard Martin Luther King was assassinated, you know. So, you know, I think you know there's a space for that, but I think when we live in that space and we're so angry and so bitter because we've called all of this into question, we lose sight of, as you say, our personal power, our gifts, our strength, and the lesson, not the lesson. In a lot of times we take it as a lesson, like God trying to teach you a lesson, like God is trying to punish you, rather than what is the lesson in it, meaning, where in this can I grow? Where can I draw strength? Am I going to be the rock for somebody else who goes through this? Or am I going to start a foundation because my child died of leukemia? Or am I, you know, I think we often confuse when we say, what's the lesson in this? People think it's like, oh, God trying to teach you a lesson because you are a wicked person, versus what is the lesson in this mean? How can I grow from this?
Yes, it seems we have a caller. Let's see if we can connect.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just seems that it's, you know, for when we go through these challenging times, that it seems that at that time it's almost counterintuitive to dig deeper into our spirituality or to cling to our hopes or our beliefs and our faith, you know, hope the thing that will bring us closer to happiness, closer to joy. But we often go in the other way and oftentimes sink into deep depression and anger that lasts a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, like I was saying, what I've found is that usually when I'm in such situations and I feel as if life is closing in and, you know, it's just serving me lemons are more like vinegar. And, you know, I'm right on the edge of like, no, sir, you know, this is a waste of time. All of this is, you know, it's just fairy tale. I'm just making this up. Something always happens, whether it is, you know, someone giving me feedback or life just tends to throw something at me to confirm that, you know what, you're doing good. This is just where you need. This is just the medicine that you need for right now, you know?
I like that.
Yeah. Because it's usually bitter. And, you know, so I guess life is still something. And I think it's important for us to be able to really be able to observe, be able to take the time and to witness when these little things come up, you know, because when everything tough and we keep feeling like we're going up against a brick wall, or there's just so much pain around, it's easy to push the little rays of joy that come in aside, you know. And I think if we can just allow ourselves to have that little joy come in, you know, to witness and to receive it for what it is, even if it's a moment of sunshine coming through the window at that time when you just feel like this is it, you don't want to go on anymore, you know. It's little. To me, this is how God speaks to us. Is it? God speaks to us through all forms, through song, through, you know, a passage in a book.
It feels like Him listening when we're going through those times, though, say.
Yeah, man, that's my whole point. You know, it feels that way, but usually if we can't, you know, hold the faith and look out for the good stuff, and it may be tiny. You know, usually we can see. Usually we are able to witness it. And I also find that at times when we need to go in and we need to look within, that's when a lot of the challenges come up, almost as if to push us to take some time out, to stop, you know, to really... really reflect on what we're doing, what we're feeling, you know, where we need to go, what we need to change. Is there something that needs to change? Because we always tend to look out and to blame, you know, is the job that not right? Is somebody else's fault why we're not making any money? The competitor better than us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if we just change... if we just change our mind, or try at least to change your mind and to consider, all right, if I am the center of my reality, then what can I change? What is there that I'm not doing right? And the answers may not come immediately. Quite often, it answers is things we don't want to look at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When the challenges come up, they usually bring an opportunity to shine some light on things that we really don't want to look at. But in taking that time, in sitting with that darkness and sitting with that pain with the intention to find solution, with the intention to find healing and light. You know, in my experience, up to now, it always comes, you know. Recently I had a client who was going through some really tough times, you know, and stuff was just coming from all angles. And she hadn't done meditation before, and she started coming to one of the groups that I hold. And over 5 weeks, about 5-6 weeks, I could just see things changing. The light in her eyes became a little bit brighter. You know, she was smiling a bit more. And a couple weeks after that, she said, you know, I can't even tell you how much difference doing this kind of thing has made. You know, it's just that going inward, that stopping, because, yeah, it's like, you know, having nowhere to turn sometimes. I suppose I just really want to encourage and to remind, you know, all our listeners that, you know, it's not the end of the road. It's definitely not the end of the road, and if you just stop and reflect and have some patience and remember all the wonderful things that there are, because there always are. I think we live in a society which encourages us to ignore the little things, you know. But there is just so much power in the little things that when you start really acknowledging and appreciating the simple things in life, it can really help to inspire, help to motivate, help to remind us of just how much we do have at any given point, you know?
And it's really hard, you know, when we're actually going through that period of time, because when we're going through the tough times, the challenging times, the valley periods, it really feels as though, as you said, we have come to the end of the road. We just feel like, I can't go on, I cannot take this, I cannot believe this is happening to me, and it is really hard, and as I said, it's almost counterintuitive to sit down and, as you say, sit with those feelings, and most people, we don't want to sit with those feelings, we want to get rid of them, but the fastest way, I think, to get rid of them is to go through them, because if we just try to, I think, pretend that they're not there, pretend that they don't exist, then I think it just sits and festers, and then it pops back up sometimes at the most inopportune time. You think you've forgotten about it, 1 year later, all of a sudden you're plunged into depression or into a rage or into a panic or however it manifests in your life, but usually not in a very positive way when we suppress or repress, you know, the feelings that we had about this challenging time that we had in our lives. So I think when we sit with it and, you know, we say, you know, okay, you know, yes, you know, this loved one passed away, I really miss them and so on, and, you know, take the time to grieve that loss, whatever that loss is, whether it's a loved one, a job, you know, whatever it is that you know, our house, whatever happened, to take the time to grieve, because it, and not only take the time to grieve, but as you say, to recenter, because part of that is just reminding ourselves, as you said, of those small things, all the good things that are happening, because, yes, you know, you do have the drama of your life unfolding and there are some challenging things happening, but if you look around, there are some wonderful things happening also. You know, as my mother would say, you have breath. You know, you're breathing, you're alive, and although you feel at that moment that I don't want to be alive, I don't want to go through this, why am I going through this, it does not make any sense, that the fact that you have breath in your body means you have a chance to make things better, and often making things better is just opening your eyes to, you know, I have food to eat, I have even one person who has said a kind word to me. They may not even know what I'm going through because I haven't said anything to anybody, but that smile that the bus conductor gave me on the bus, or, you know, the receptionist in the lobby area who just smiled and said good morning, you know, just that one little thing can that makes your day. Just don't overlook it, you know. Cherish it to say, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Say I waved and smiled across from her gate this morning when I went to pick up my newspaper, or, you know, when I was taking the train and I couldn't find my change in time, the person behind me in line just handed the change and said, don't worry about it. You know, appreciate those things and realize that these are good things that are happening to you, and the fact that these good things are happening means that more good things can happen to you. And even though it feels like nothing good will ever happen again, remember that you have been through many challenges before, and you will continue to face them, but you will continue to rise above them, even though it doesn't feel that way. So I think when we question and so on, questioning is fine, but I think when we get stuck in that questioning and we become so depressed, I think we have to be careful and really just, you know, give some perspective to our own situation by just stepping back a bit. Because the situation that you're in, somebody is probably wishing that they were in as good a situation as you, as bad as you may think your situation is, right? So as Bob Marley said, every man thinks his burden is the heaviest, and you there thinking that, boy, the situation is so bad, but somebody is happier with less than what you have, or with more grief, more sorrow, more trauma in their life than you are. Not to say you should compare yourself to others, but just to give yourself a little perspective to say, you know what? Yes, this is tough. Yes, this is hard. Yes, this is painful. Yes, this is challenging. But I can get through this. I will get through this, and things can and will get better.
Yes, yes, exactly as you say. You know, yes, cuss, cry, you know, let it out. Feel the rage, and I'm a true believer in expressing what we feel, you know, in a healthy way. However, it needs to make you feel good, so long as you're not damaging anybody in the meantime, you know. Yes, create, express, pray, meditate, whatever it is, to cry. But also, you know, allow yourself to have that shift in value. What do you value? You know, I think, like I said earlier, a lot of us forget the value, the bigger value in the little things based on what those around us see as value, see as success, see as, you know, being the big man or the big woman. And when we don't have these things, when the trappings aren't there or we're not able to reach them, it's very easy for us to tie all of our identity to that, or a lot of our identity and our worth to those things. And therefore, during the tough times, you know, our egos successfully tell us that there is no worth here, there is no value here. And, you know, it's not true. It's simply not true. And when we can create that shift in our value system, like I said, in the simple things, just like, you know, Dr. Chan was saying just now about, you know, the grief and the smile, they become very powerful. It means that regardless of what's going on around us, quite often, you can find that joy, you can find that subtle bliss in this existence, you know. And if we can do for ourselves, do for somebody else. There's always somebody else that can use your help, you know. And that in itself generates so much. Even if they can't return the favor, it's always reciprocated, often 10 times over. You know, you're not doing it just so you get. You're doing it to put a smile on that person's face. Even if you're not feeling a smile right now, if you can help somebody and help somebody to smile, then start by doing that, because that is going to create some lightness in your heart, some lightness within you, you know, and a lot of light in somebody else's life. And we are all one. We are all connected. So you help one, you're helping yourself. That help going to come back tenfold. You know?
Yeah. And I find what is helpful too, also, Sarah, is to also just, you know, again, it seems counterintuitive, because when you're feeling down, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling hopeless, when you're feeling helpless, is a time, for me in any case, that I don't feel like I want to do any kind of spiritual growth. I don't want to do anything at all. I just want to lock off, you know. But I think it's at that time when you really need to do the meditation, whatever the meditation is for you, whether it is the walking meditation, the affirmations, the visualization, whatever technique or rituals work for you, whatever you use, whether it's the shower meditation, whatever it is that you use that makes you, you know, reconnect with yourself, whatever that is. You don't feel like doing it at that time because you just feel blah. You know, you're just like, oh, I don't feel like doing nothing. You know, you're just going through the motions of life, and you don't feel like doing those things that make you, you know, feel connected, feel recentered. But it's those times when you need to do the yoga, the exercise, the meditation, the reading your favorite spiritual book, even if it's just a page for the day or the night, you know, in the morning when you wake up or when you're going to bed. Even if it's just to read a page, you don't feel like doing it at that time, but that is a time when you really need to make more of an effort, because at that time it's going to take more of an effort, because you're not in a happy space, you're not feeling good, you're not feeling, you know, on top of the world. At that time, you need to make the effort to really say, let me read this page of my favorite spiritual book, or let me read this, you know, let me watch one of my favorite YouTube videos, whether, you know, whatever it is, listen to one of the Growing Consciousness episodes or whatever. It is really at that time where you do that, that is going to help you to recenter, reconnect, and help you through that grieving and healing process for whatever it is that is challenging you at this or that point in your life.
Exactly. And, you know, just to remind you that, you know, when we're talking about, you know, reconnecting, all right, you know, as Christians, yes, we grew up, the belief is that, you know, you're praying to God, Jesus, Mary. It's somewhat outward, but in this, for the sake of this discussion, like I said earlier, we are all spirits, you know, we are all children of God. So if you think of yourself or your mind as being connected to ego, flesh, personality, and the God aspect of you being the true essence, the spirit of who you are. In meditation, what you're seeking to do is mediate, find mediation, come to a center point between the personality and the true you. So you're just seeking to reconnect with yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that way, yet there's no mistake to be made. There's no body to judge you. You know, you realize that it's just you judging yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Therefore, when all the outside noise gets too loud, it is well and healthy and helpful for you to just, you know, take some time and just allow your mind to quiet, or allow it to make it noise, but, you know, allow it and just say, here, what? All right, noise. I hear you, but for now, we're just going to sit. We're just going to have this cup of tea or go for this little walk and hold this little med, you know, and just to be with yourself and help and practice to reconnect in order to move forward, stopping in order to move forward. Well, we've come to the end of another episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thanks again to my wonderful co-host, Dr. Chan, and we look forward to sharing more next month. Same time, first Wednesday of every month. Walk good and continue to grow in consciousness.
Thanks for joining Coach Saya and Dr. Chan today on Growing Consciousness. Join us the first Wednesday of next month for another insightful and informative discussion. Stay tuned and keep growing in consciousness.